May I give the word to Dennis Halliday?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Gazwan. I just, perhaps following on from Jim Loeb, I was thinking along the same lines. Is this incompetence, which seems remarkable, or was this some sort of a game plan which is consistent with some aspects of the PNAC, this total lack of caring or concern about the welfare of citizens, of a humanitarian crisis that they've created since they closed down Oil for Food, created massive unemployment, destroyed much of the infrastructure again, and allowed much other infrastructure to be destroyed by looting, careless neglect of their responsibilities as occupying powers. They need to be addressed because under the Geneva Conventions, occupying powers have certain responsibilities. And in fact, they're responsible for paying for meeting the basic fundamental needs of the Iraqi population in this case. As you implied, money has been stolen from the sovereign people and government of Iraq through the Oil for Food Fund sitting in New York. I believe it was $10 billion.
Yeah, something like
that.
Sorry,
I'm probably speaking too fast. I apologize to, thank you, translators. But that it seems to me to amount to theft. That money was the property of the sovereign state of Iraq, which was still in existence when that money was transferred to Kofi Annan and into the development fund. I mean, this is all totally improper, which hopefully someday will be investigated. And Kofi Annan and Bush and the rest of them will all be put, you know, on some sort of a, well, we'll see what the investigation brings. But we're now left with a situation, as Jim has also, and you've obviously filled in and half hour before you spoke, of total chaos and total neglect and well-being of the Iraqi people. What, can you give us a crystal ball look at the future? What is going to happen when this vacuum takes place at the end of June? Are the Americans going to live in their bases, have their own power, their own food, their own importations, and let the rest of the country and the cities and villages and towns go down the drain? Or what is going to happen?
They wouldn't do that. They wouldn't do that, Dennis, because that will be detrimental to their image. They will keep coming into cities and touring the cities, and because they are the only power capable of having a resemblance of order, something that they could stop people from fighting, they could open a street or whatever. What happens? The Iraqi police is incapable of policing. The Iraqi police is still yet doesn't have cars and doesn't have radios and doesn't have anything. The army doesn't have the 7,000 or 10,000 army soldiers that they have, doesn't have anything except a Kalashnikov and a radio and probably a few pickup trucks. You don't create an army like that, rifle-carrying army. So you are asking what will happen if they leave, revert to their bases. There will be chaos. And so they will go in back again. And how can they get out of a town when they will, again, on June 30th, we will have the world's biggest embassy expanding a couple of hundreds of kilometers of Saddam palaces will be converted. How do they protect them? You need the army to go in and protect them, in and out. Even if they live across, right in the outside the town, they still have to go in. Who will protect their ministers and advisors going to back and forth to their work? Right now they go in a convoy, so there will be still shooting and killing. And that will cause more army to come in to suppress this killing or to try to prevent the killing. So the U.S. Army cannot get out of towns as such.